This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's just stipulate right up at the top here, shall we, that it is going to be years, seriously, years before the full economic impact of President Trump's immigration enforcement policies become clear. That said, there are some things we can know right now, and one of those things is that this is going to be, and sooner rather than later, too, it's going to be a labor market story in a whole lot of parts of this economy. Marketplace's Annie Baxter gets us going today with agriculture and construction.
Angel Gomez installs drywall in the Chicago area. It's hard work, for which, Gomez says, general contractors often hire guys like him from Mexico.
It's a lot of dust all the time. Not many people want to deal with the dust, so Latinos are the ones doing the dirty job.
Gomez has a green card, but he says a lot of drywall guys are undocumented. Ditto for about 13% of the construction workforce. So says housing economist Elliot Eisenberg. He says deporting those workers would aggravate a construction labor shortage, mean less home construction, and higher prices.
We already have a housing affordability problem. We're not building enough houses. This is just going to make it worse.
Folks in agriculture have similar fears. Christy Boswell is with the American Farm Bureau Federation. She says about half the ag workforce is undocumented. Domestic workers aren't so interested in farm work.
Very well-intentioned domestic individual may not want to travel to rural part of the country to take a 6-week to 8-week seasonal harvest job.
The Farm Bureau estimates stricter immigration enforcement could increase fruit and vegetable prices about 5%. But such downsides could be offset by benefits. So says Stephen Camerata. He's with the conservative Center for Immigration Studies.
If the illegal immigrants left, it would increase the bargaining power of legal immigrants and native-born people who are in those sectors.
Still, many economists say the U.S. is already at about full employment, which makes them wonder where those domestic-born workers would come from to fill in the gaps. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.